Steve Austin on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Just checked the airport, by the way. News is that Alexi Hamilton-Smith tells us she's been there for half an hour, in the plane. They've just been told by the pilot they'll be sitting there for another hour at least. Big knock-on effects into Brisbane Airport here, obviously. The first of the new generation rolling stock trains could be on the network within weeks. But there's a catch, and it's a big one. The trains won't comply with disability access requirements in the toilets on 34 of the new trains. In fact, in a number of areas, they won't comply. The state government has revealed it's going to apply. It's just going to force the issue. They're applying for an exemption from the Human Rights Commission to allow these non-compliant trains to run on the tracks, and people with disabilities are just going to have to wear it. And they're not happy. Jeff Trappett is a disability advocate. Jeff Trappett, what's your reaction to the news?
Well, Steve, it's certainly disappointing that we've ended up with the state government, after 2 years of us telling us that there's a problem, finally admitting there's a problem and then saying that there's going to be another 2 year wait to get it fixed.
So for 2 years you've been telling them there's a problem with the design of their trains. And what, they didn't listen, or they did listen and ignored it? What was the process, Jeff?
Little of column A, little of column B, Steve. We were certainly in the room telling them, but it wasn't until an able-bodied consultant came in and advised TMR of exactly the same issues that we were advising them on that action started to take place, and then we've ended up here.
So Transport and Main Roads ignored the advice of disabled professionals and called in an able-bodied person, and only then did they heed the advice.
Yes, that's it.
What does that tell you, Jeff Trappett?
Unfortunately, it doesn't tell me very good things for the disability sector and how people with a disability are respected in Queensland by the current government, so we'd certainly want to see them step up before the election campaign starts.
Now, where does the blame for this lie? Does it lie with the previous government and its members, like Tim Nicholls and Scott Emerson, or does it lie with this government of Anastasia Palaszczuk and others, and Jackie Trad?
Quite frankly, there's enough blame to go around on both sides. The original procurement was done by the LNP government. There is absolutely no issue there. But as I said, the current Labor government had 2 years to fix it. So there's enough to go around.
Well, they're rolling them out. Did they call you and say, look, we're going to roll them out and apply for an exemption from the Human Rights Commission?
The Deputy Premier did have the courtesy to call and let us know 45 minutes before the announcement. So I do give her credit for that. It wasn't a fun phone call to have.
What did she say to you, Jeff Trappett?
That it was being rolled out. The decision had been made. Cabinet had met, and no correspondence was to be entered into.
Did she actually say no correspondence will be entered into?
No.
So did she say, well, that's our decision, it's final, or something worse to that effect?
Yes, that the decision was made based on time, that the trains were needed for Commonwealth Games.
So this is how do you regard that, an emergency decision? If they don't do it, they won't have enough trains for the Commonwealth Games.
Well, they pushed themselves into an emergency decision after 2 years of waiting, so I'm not sure whether I can really term that as an emergency decision. But it certainly does put people with a disability second behind a sporting event, which is disappointing.
So ignoring disabled advocates like yourself meant that they weren't able to fix this problem in time for the Commonwealth Games, and as a result, the trains won't be disabled access friendly.
That's exactly right. There'll be a two-year wait before a person with a disability will be able to use the bathroom on the train.
Now, the government will be applying to the Human Rights Commission for an exemption under disabled access rules. Will you be actively opposing that exemption when they do?
We'll certainly be looking at what reasons they use for the exemption. If they simply use, we were ignorant and we wasted 2 years, and of course we'll be arguing against it. It's something that is not only an issue for right here, right now on NGR, but it's a precedent that we wouldn't want future governments to be signing up for.
You've also been critical, Jeff Trappett, of the decision not to fix the problems on the position of train guards, placing them at the rear of the train. What's your concern about that?
The concern there, Steve, is that the position of the guard will be on the new NGR trains will be further away from the accessible boarding point. And we're having people left behind now on stations because of miscommunications between the guard and and the person with a disability, let alone when the guard's further away. Queensland Rail will say that they put extra people on board at the on the platform to do that assistance, but the simple fact is that's a temporary measure that will be needed to be negotiated budget by budget. So people with a disability will have to go cap in hand to get access to that to those people budget by budget, which is certainly not a situation we wanted to be in and one we advocated against.
How could this have been avoided? It seems like just a comedy of errors, Jeff Trapper, to the uninitiated or the like myself. How could this have been avoided? I'm assuming it has to start back with the previous government.
It does. It needs to come back to good consultation and good procurement policies. Actually listening to people with a disability when we say, hey, look, we've seen this happen in other jurisdictions. The guard, for example, has moved to the back of the train in some of the southern states, and it hasn't had good results. You actually need to listen when you do consultation, not just have people in the room.
My guest is Jeff Trafford. He's a human rights advocate. He received a phone call from the Deputy Premier, Jackie Trad, 45 minutes before they made the announcement that they would be going ahead with the new trains, which are not suitable for people with disabilities, and the government will be seeking a Human Rights Commission exemption in the lead-up to the Commonwealth Games. What happens if it continues on past the Commonwealth Games, Jeff Trapper?
Well, they can only apply for an exemption for 5 years. We've been told that they'll fix the issues within two. Obviously, if the exemption does go through, we'll be keeping them to a very tight timeframe to ensure they keep their end of the ball game up. Because this is every day that it goes on for a person with a disability is going to be make even more of a struggle for them just to try and get around and do the kinds of things that an able-bodied person takes for granted, and that's just not a position that I think any government should be putting a vulnerable group in.
Is there any way that general members of the public can assist disabled people? If disabled people are going to be forced into this scenario, is there any way that able-bodied people can help?
What the disability community needs from people from able-bodied people within the community is to be respectful. We're trying to come to an agreement here. We know we could be painted into a corner with Commonwealth Games. We don't want to be that bad guy. We tried not to be that bad guy for 2 years. But unfortunately, the government has done that painting into the corner for us. So all we ask for the able-bodied community is to be respectful that we're only trying to have our human rights upheld.
I'm speaking with disability advocate in Brisbane, Jeff Trapper. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. I'm Steve Austin. Jeff Trapper, while I've got you, the Queensland Rail has announced a tender or an actual installation of a brand new pedestrian footbridge at the northern end of the Banyo train station to improve, as they say, customer safety and cross-corridor access. But you're very angry about this construction. Explain to me why.
I am, Steve. There was an existing pedestrian overpass there, which was accessed by stairs. They've taken that down. I believe it was quite old, and they're replacing it with the exact same model, which is again only accessible by stairs. That's a step backwards for people with a disability in Queensland to be installing new infrastructure and spending new money on old technology that doesn't have access is just criminal in this day and age.
So they're building a brand new pedestrian footbridge at Banyo Station to improve safety and cross-corridor access, except for disabled people.
Yes, that's exactly right. A person with a disability will still, a person with a mobility impairment will have only two options, either to cross the tracks, which they've already said is unsafe, or to hop on the train, go to the next station and come back on the train to get to the other side. That is just... yeah, not good enough in this day and age.
Aren't they required by law to provide disabled access for something like this?
We certainly believe they are. And once the footbridge is in, that'll be something that we'll be testing.
Testing how? In court?
Yes.
In what, the Anti-Discrimination Commission or the Human Rights Commission or where?
The Anti-Discrimination Commission.
Okay. Have you raised this issue of the footbridge with Queensland Rail?
We found out about 6 weeks ago that they were planning on doing this, and we raised it straight away. And again, much like NGR, we were stalled for a meeting until it was finally announced that it was going ahead. Again, in my words, no questions asked, which paints them into the corner of us having to make a complaint that we were trying to avoid in the first place. Again, exactly the same as NGR.
So what does this reveal about the state government, or the current state government, and the previous one for that matter, but the current state government, Jeff Trabbett?
For me, unfortunately, it shows that people with a disability are being put second once again. And going into an election campaign, people with a disability, which make up 20% of the population, will have to remember that when they go and cast their vote.
Jeff Trabbett, thanks for your time.
No problem, Steve. Thank you.
Jeff Trabbett is a disability advocate. After the news...